Good morning. A large area of high pressure that kept the weather breezy and cool but dry over the weekend will now depart off the Canadian Maritimes. This will open the door for moisture to roll our way from the south. This is the remnants of what was Hurricane Delta that hit the Gulf Coast late last week. Moisture in the form of cloud cover will stream in, and any sunshine will gradually give way to increasing clouds across the northern half of New York and New England, while thicker clouds and a good chance of showers will be in place across the mid and lower Hudson Valley, the southern Catskills, and southern New England. In between, roughly along the I-90 corridor, we'll have a mostly cloudy to cloudy day with the risk of some showers moving this far north. Otherwise, it'll be cool today with the thicker cloud cover, and high temperatures will struggle and only reach into the lower and middle 50s on average. As that system slowly works its way up from the Delmarva to Long Island, a front will track our way from the west. The combination of the two will bring a better chance of showers to the entire region tonight. Otherwise, skies will be cloudy and we'll have areas of fog with temperatures back into the 40s. As we get into the day on Tuesday, that front will track through the region and eventually off the New England coast. Showers will be most common throughout the area in the morning, and there is still the chance into the afternoon hours, although we'll see a drying trend into the afternoon from west to east with even a return to some sunshine. High temperatures will respond as well, reaching into the upper 50s to around 60. High pressure will build in on Tuesday night and last into the day on Wednesday and Thursday. We'll have a nice rebound with highs on Wednesday into the lower to mid 60s and even closer to 70 by Thursday. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the next front, which will arrive with showers on Friday with highs near 60 and perhaps some lingering showers on Saturday, although the trend into next weekend will be for cooler weather and highs will be back into the lower 50s over the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an active pattern will see rain and high elevation snow impact parts of the Northwest today and particularly tomorrow. A deep low pressure system is forecast to arrive at the doorstep of the Pacific Northwest by Tuesday morning and dump a couple of inches of rain at the lower elevations and heavy snow across the higher terrain of the Pacific Northwest and Northern Rockies. Meanwhile, an elevated fire weather risk is in effect today for parts of the Front Range and Central Plains as dry, above average temperatures and windy conditions continue across the area. Red flag warnings are also in effect for these locations. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility with mostly cloudy skies and 39 degrees on a southwest wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 13 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 40 degrees, the dew point 36, 86% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.28 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 19 at Big Sky, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and breezy with rain in the mid-50s, Boston cloudy with a chance of showers in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 63 degrees, the low 39, the average temperature 51, that's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday for the month, just 13 hundredths of an inch, which is 1.19 inches below average, and 26.67 inches for the year, which is 4.10 inches of precipitation below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 41. The record high 85 set in 1928 and in 1954, and the record low 22 in 1964. Sunrise this morning, 7:05 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:17 p.m. 11 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy with showers around tonight in the mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain today and highs in the lower 50s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows around 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with a chance of showers today, most likely in the Catskills, and highs in the mid-50s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog and lows around 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain today and highs in the lower 50s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with a chance of showers today, most likely south of I-90, with highs in the mid-50s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, showers diminishing during the afternoon hours, some sunshine, especially to the west, with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny in the lower to mid-60s on Wednesday, more sunshine near 70 on Thursday. Chance of showers on Friday, otherwise partly sunny in the upper 50s. A chance of showers early Saturday, otherwise turning blustery and cooler lower 50s, and partly sunny in the mid-50s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.